Canto 19. With open wings, the lovely image reared before me, those collected spirits glad in sweet fruition. Each of them appeared to be a little ruby the sun had instilled with such a flame the light was thrown back to my eyes. And all that I have now to tell was never yet by tongue made known, nor put in ink. No fancy has known how even to think of it. I saw and heard the beak talking, saying, I and mine, for we and ours, so lending one voice to each word. For being pure and kind, I come to be exalted here to glory unsurpassed by any worldly wish, and on the earth I left behind such memories now last that even wicked men concede the worth of what I did, though they don't do the same. And just the way we feel a single glow from many brands, out of that image came a single sound that many loves made so. And then I, everlasting flowers of bliss eternal, who make all your perfume seem to me but one, when you breathe forth like this, you save me from the fast no feasts redeem on earth, of which my hunger was the proof. I know that though a mirror for divine justice takes fire beneath another roof of heaven, nonetheless you see it shine without a veil. You must know how intent I am on listening. You know the doubt I hungered from so long, and what it meant. Just as the falcon moves its head about, freed from its hood, and once more flaps its wings to show how keen it is, and dips its beak to preen its feathers, so I saw these things echoed by that sign getting set to speak, combining all the songs that those up there rejoice in. He that compassed all the bounds of this world, and in it made some things bare to sight and others hid, so it astounds with its variety, could not impress his power thus throughout the universe without his word in infinite excess, remaining, and this truth we can rehearse by thinking of the fate of Lucifer, that first proud spirit, highest of the high, and how, before his ripeness could occur, he fell the day he could no longer fly, because he had not waited for the light, the word of God, from which it follows all the lesser natures at a lower height are too slight vessels for the flood we call the good, which has no limits we can find, and only by itself is measured. Thus our vision is but one ray of the mind that fills all things, and it is not for us to blink the fact that our sight's origin lies far beyond the furthest we can see, and so the power of eyesight working in your world may pierce the sheer infinity of everlasting justice only as the eye into the sea, whose bottom shows near shore. But in the open deep it has no bottom to be seen, though the mind knows depth has concealed the truth. All light must come from clear, unclouded sky, else darkness reigns, the shadow of the flesh, which is the sum of all its sensual errors and dark stains. But now the place is opened up to you, which hide the living justice you have sought so often, saying, what good does it do for some man born in India who's taught nothing of Christ by speech or text, and yet all his desires and deeds, with virtue filled, in life or speech, show nothing to upset our human reason. With not one sin willed, outside the faith and unbaptized he dies. Where is the justice that condemns him? Where is this man's fault? But who are you, whose eyes would judge across 1,000 miles of air from your small bench with short sight? Yes, we could dispute the issue, you and I, and were no scriptures set above you, then there would be ample room to cavil and demur, as if your questions counted. Clods of earth, mud brains, nothing can move the primal will. Good is itself, draws from itself all worth. Whatever meets that mark can do no ill, and must be just. And no good that is made can draw it in, because its blazing rays create that good as well, and are displayed in all it makes, and all that meets our gaze. Just like the circling stork above the nest, where she has fed her young, and the one fed looks up to her, so I below the blessed and lofty image as its bright wings, led by many counsels, moved to make it wheel. It sang, then spoke to me. The notes I sing, that you can't follow, but whose truth you feel, show you the Holy Word is everything to mortals that they cannot comprehend about eternal judgment. Then they paused, those scintillating fires without an end, sparks of the Holy Ghost, the sign that caused the world to hail the Romans still their frame, which then began again. None ever rose to this realm who did not revere the name of Christ, either before the doom he chose or after it. The tree, the nails, the death, these they believed, but some who cry, Christ, Christ, will be less near to him at their last breath than many others who do not know Christ. Even the Ethiope shall then condemn such false Christians. When those two companies are parted so there's no more joining them, the rich and poor forever, infamies of your kings will be in the open book. What will the Persians say when they see writ among the deeds of Albert how he took the realm of Prague from Wenceslas, and it was ruined? And the misery shall be seen brought to the Seine by Philip when he tore the value from the coin, stripping it clean of worth, and he himself killed by a boar he hunted. Also will be seen the pride that maddens men with thirst, so that the Scot and Englishman can't keep to their own side of the draw line, but think that what they've got is nothing without what the other holds. And it will show the way the King of Spain was lost to lust and luxury's soft folds, and that Bohemia shrank from the reign of one who knew no worth nor sought it out, and crippled Charles of Anjou for his one real virtue. Liberality, no doubt, will get a mark, but the evils he has done, 1,000 marks. The avarice of him in Sicily, and also his faint heart, will there be shown in words no eye can skim, for they will be abbreviated, part serving for whole, so as to fit the news in a small space. And all the dreadful deeds of that same Frederick's uncle will accuse themselves in that book for whoever reads. His brother, too, will be accounted for. A pack by whom a noble lineage has been dragged through the mud, and what is more, and here alone is text for a whole page, 2 crowns have been besmirched. And Portugal and Norway, too, will have kings named, and he of Serbia, who forged the means to call a lead plug a Venetian ducat. We may cry, ah, happy Hungary, now that no longer she connives at her own wrong. Happy Navarre, was she not aiming at abject surrender to the siren song of a dynastic marriage? Let her trust in her surrounding mountains and be warned by Cyprus, whose twin cities sadly must live with the loose French ruler they once scorned, and pray for a new day, which has not dawned.